We're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance and flags errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Saving starts with knowing where to look. Visit HealthLock.com today before you see another healthcare provider.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
The Healthy Baby Show is a production of iHeart Podcast Network and HealthyBaby.com.
Tens of thousands of chemicals go into plastic and into food wrapping and baby bottles and blankets and mattresses and computers and all the stuff that's in our lives. And way fewer than 20% of those chemicals have ever been tested to see if they have any potential to damage the developing brain or the other developing organs of a child. It's a dreadful failure of regulation.
There's so much about having a baby that I wasn't prepared for, and I feel like I've learned a lot. I want to let you in on what I've discovered and save you the time and effort, give you a shortcut through the hours of research, correspondence with experts, the roller coaster of it all, so that you can walk away with new knowledge that you can act upon every episode. This is the Healthy Baby Show. I'm Shazi Visram. You just heard from Dr. Philip Landergan. He and his wife wrote the book Children and Environmental Toxins, perhaps the most extensive book on the environmental hazards that children face in today's world. He's the Dean for Global Health at Harvard's T.H. Chan School of Public Health. He's the Professor and Chair of Preventative Medicine and Professor of Pediatrics at Mount Sinai School of Medicine. He's also been a leader in the development and implementation of the National Children's Study, the largest study of children's health ever launched in the United States. I was introduced to Dr. Landergan's work a couple of years after we got Zane's diagnosis. And this is when I found out that we were living in a brownstone that we had been renovating, built in the 1860s. And I was drinking water from the tap that had more than 800 times the allowable parts per billion with lead. Since then, I've learned so much and found so many great resources. I've learned that exposure to lead can lead to autism. I discovered that the nonprofit organization EWG, which stands for the Environmental Working Group, now publishes a water study that I really wish I had known about when I was pregnant with Zane. And I've talked to people like Dr. Landergan, who's been doing this research for years.
Well, so the most delicate time in a child's development are the 9 months of pregnancy and the first few years after birth. And the reason children are so delicate and so sensitive during that time is that all of their organ systems are going through these incredibly complex, highly scripted, tightly choreographed developmental sequences.
He shared with me how neurotoxins impact our baby's brain development.
About 4 weeks approximately into pregnancy, at a time when the embryo is about the size of a dime or even smaller, some cells line up along the back of the embryo, a little line of cells from top to bottom. And those are the cells that are destined to become the brain and the spinal cord and the nervous system. And then the cells begin to divide and multiply. They begin to migrate, especially in the brain, which starts out as just a handful of cells. By the time a baby is born, there are something like a billion cells and a trillion precisely engineered connections between those cells. The complexity of the brain of a newborn maybe makes the laptop computer look like a child's toy, and it's just so incredibly complex. So all of those connections have to be formed in just the right order. And if something like lead or alcohol or mercury or a pesticide or some other toxic chemical gets into a mom's body during her pregnancy and then passes through to her baby, damage can result to the children's brain, and that can result in loss of IQ, shortening of attention span, behavioral problems, difficulties in school when the child gets older. So it's just so incredibly important to protect babies in the womb against toxic chemicals.
Can you give us a few actionable steps that can empower new parents?
The earlier that parents begin to think about environmental threats to children's health, the better. The Centers for Disease Control, the CDC, does rolling surveys across the United States every year, and they routinely pick up between 200 and 300 manufactured chemicals in the bodies of all Americans, every age, old and young, pregnant women, newborn babies. So anything that parents and prospective parents can do to reduce their exposure to chemicals is good. It'll protect the babies.
There's something so extremely powerful and exciting about empowering an audience with information. Like, what is something that gives you hope?
What gives me hope is the number of people that visit our site and how that demographic has changed.
That's Jocelyn Lyle. She's a VP at EWG. EWG creates new standards of safety, and there wasn't one at all for diapers. It turns out that it's a totally unregulated category. When my company, Healthy Baby, looked into it, we found over 4,400 pesticides, toxins, chemicals, and materials that really should be banned from ever touching a baby's skin and ever being in a diaper. And so Healthy Baby created the first EWG-verified diaper.
You know, I've been at EWG for over 14 years. When I started, the people visiting our site, EWG.org, the average consumer was 40 to 50 years old. It was an educated mom that lived on the coast that was already an early adopter of organic. And now we're at this point where we're seeing the average age has dropped by 20 years. And they're curious about what's in their products. They want to know what's in their drinking water. They're going from our cosmetics database to our food work to our tap water database. And they're just, as you said, they're hungry for education. And it's become a real trend to be a conscious consumer, to vote with your dollar, to know what companies you're supporting, what they stand behind, what their missions are. I mean, it's amazing to see companies have mission.
I asked Jocelyn how she handled her own two pregnancies, given that she, like Dr. Landergan, knows so much about how environmental toxins impact children's health.
You know, I would be lying if I didn't say I start with the worry. I remember that there's solutions and that we all can't do everything. These are long-term effects over time. So they're definitely aggregate. One mistake here or there, it's not a mistake, right? We're living life. You can eat a non-organic apple. You don't have to, you know, do everything perfect, but understanding the choices out there. And when you can swap, do it. And if it doesn't work for your lifestyle, figure out what does. So for me, it was just trying to have less regret and more response was sort of how I approached those issues.
Let's just say your little sister told you that she's thinking about getting pregnant next year. What do you tell her?
Well, my sister-in-law's due in 3 weeks. And when she was asking me, what should I buy? How do I baby-proof my house in terms of making sure everything in here is safe? And I told her the easiest thing to start with is, I think, food. Looking at what you're eating, what are you, the mom, nourishing yourself with, will translate into a healthy baby. For me, it's, you know, making sure that you're feeding the baby food that you understand the standards, you know, aren't sprayed with pesticides. I know, Shaza, you know that better than anybody, but pesticides are scary. You know, they're neurotoxins and they impact your IQ. You know, thinking about what you're bringing into your home there, and then maybe going into cleaning products and then going into baby care products.
I think EWG is such an awesome resource for new parents. Can you tell me about the EWG water database?
So EWG's tap water database is an easy to use system where you just type in your zip code and it tells you what chemicals were found by your local water utility that come out of your tap. So it's actually water that you're drinking. And the way we tell people to use it is look to see what ingredients and chemicals are coming out of your tap. EWG has established our own standards for a lot of them because we think a lot of the health and safety limits don't go far enough. So EWG has created our own standard for health. And then we have a water filter guide that pairs up with your system. So if you're seeing a really high level of PFAS or another ingredient in your water, it will let you know what type of filter. Is it carbon? Is it reverse osmosis? What type of filter is best to remove that ingredient?
One of the first things I ever saw was the Clean 15 Dirty Dozen. Can you explain the Dirty Dozen and Clean 15?
So the Dirty Dozen is a list of fruits and vegetables that have the highest number of pesticides found on them after washed. So these are fruits or vegetables that you should buy organic if you can. The Clean 15 is the reverse, lowest number of pesticides found on them after wash. So if you have to make a choice between what do you buy conventional, what are you buying organic, because for whatever reason where you live, cost, the Clean 15 is a safe bet in terms of buying conventional because we know that there are fewer pesticides on the vegetables and the fruits.
I started Happy Baby because I saw an opportunity to change our children's health by giving them clean organic food from the very first bite. And I really believed in democratizing that. Every baby deserves to have access to clean organic food. And so we lobbied state by state to get WIC approval so that all moms could use their WIC dollars to buy organic baby food if they wanted it. It's time for a quick break. We'll be back in a minute.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Welcome back to the Healthy Baby Show.
I think the single biggest gap in regulation in the United States is in the regulation of chemicals, and especially for chemicals that go into consumer products.
The voice you hear is Dr. Landrigan again. I asked him what areas he thinks should be regulated that aren't.
So when I think about the universe of chemicals, I divide it into three parts. Firstly, there are the chemicals that are intended to go into prescription drugs. Those come under the purview of the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration. They're very, very tightly regulated. Any chemical that's going to go into a prescription drug has to be rigorously tested for safety, and it also has to be shown to be effective, and only then does it get an FDA license. And that's the way it should be for all chemicals. Pesticide chemicals are partially regulated under the Pesticide Office at the Environmental Protection Agency, and they're screened up to a point. And the Food Quality Protection Act requires that the most toxic pesticides be pulled off the market. It requires that special standards be set to protect children. Those regulations have not always been enforced. Then the third category of chemicals, which is by far the largest category, are all the chemicals that go into consumer products. These are the tens of thousands of chemicals that go into plastic and into food wrapping and baby bottles and blankets and mattresses and computers and all the stuff that's in our lives. And way fewer than 20% of those chemicals have ever been tested to see if they have any potential to damage the developing brain or the other developing organs of a child. It's a dreadful failure. of regulation. It's hard to imagine the power of the chemical industry, that the chemical industry has persuaded Congress and persuaded generations of officials at EPA to turn a blind eye to the damage that these chemicals are causing to American children. It need not be this way.
Is anyone doing this right in the world?
The Europeans are doing a lot better. The Europeans in 2007 came to realize what was going on. They passed very strict chemical safety regulation that goes by the acronym of REACH. And the basic mantra under REACH is no data, no market, which means that unless a chemical company can produce data showing that a chemical is safe for use as intended, it doesn't get to go to market. We don't have that sort of thing here. And so, for example, the same shampoo with the same brand name on the label will be sold in Europe with no phthalates or other toxic chemicals in its formulation. And the very same shampoo, the very same cosmetic with the very same label is sold over here, and it's loaded with phthalates, and moms and infants and children get exposed to them. That is simply not right.
Yeah, my favorite thing about EWG is that we try to make these issues that are challenging and a mouthful easier to address, because if you just spend all day lobbying in D.C., which we've done many times, I'm sure you have too, you make progress, but then the administration changes and then it's like it didn't happen. Whereas when we empower consumers with knowledge and then they make choices, if there's enough demand, the supply chain ultimately can shift. For me, that's the thing that gives me hope, is that I think consumers are so much more empowered with the knowledge that when they make choices, either the big companies lose market share or they change the way they produce things, and then they have to authentically show that they do it in a way that's safe for the world. It's time for a quick break, but we'll be back in a minute.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Welcome back to the show. The dance of avoiding toxins in the environment only gets more difficult as populations grow and our manufacturing, farming, and transportation activities affect more and more of our land, air, and water supplies. I asked Dr. Landergan about what the future holds for parents looking to protect their children.
So I think the biggest environmental threat confronting every child in the world today is global climate change. And climate change is caused quite simply by the massive combustion of fossil fuels, coal, gas, oil, which in turn releases enormous quantities of carbon dioxide to the atmosphere. And the average temperature of every point on the surface of the Earth has risen by 1 degree centigrade, which is about 1.5 degrees Fahrenheit, since 1900. The rate of increase is accelerating as we speak. And if we don't take action to slow the rate of global warming, all of our children are going to suffer some very severe health consequences. And in fact, children around the world are already suffering the consequences of climate change, the frequent wildfires, the increased frequency of hurricanes, the sea level rise that we're seeing along the East Coast. So we have to go back to the source of that global warming and do something about it. And what that means, quite simply, is that within the next decade, we've got to make a massive switch away from coal and oil and gas to wind and solar power. The good news is we can do it. Investment in wind and solar has gone up almost 500% since 2010. In the same time, the cost of producing electricity from solar power has dropped by 90%. The cost of producing electricity from the wind has dropped by about 50%, economy of scale. And those trend lines are going to continue. And there's the very real possibility that coal and oil and gas companies in a few years could be holding stranded assets because their product is going to be obsolete. Nobody's going to want to buy them anymore, which is one of the reasons that the gas companies are frantically building out pipeline infrastructure right now, because they're trying to lock communities into gas for decades to come and kind of forestall the future.
And what about the second and third categories?
The second thing we have to do is really think about how we design cities and transportation grids. So at the end of World War II, American cities were fairly compact. There was a central city, there were inner suburbs, there were dense networks of trolleys and buses that enabled people to get to work. There might be one car per family, but not two, not three, not four, for sure. Then in the 50s and 60s and 70s, due to changes in legislation, we saw massive urban sprawl in the United States, more and more roads, the abandoning of any kind of investment in public transportation. And the consequence of all this is massive air pollution, more consumption of fossil fuels, further contributions to global warming. And because children are now spending all day in cars and school buses instead of walking to school, that plus changes in the food supply and chemicals are the main factors that have triggered this 400% increase in childhood obesity that we've seen since the 1970s. So we really have to rethink urban design and the intersection between public and private transportation, rails versus private cars, and how it all relates to air pollution, energy consumption, and human health. And we have to do a far better job of regulating chemicals. Otherwise, we're simply going to continue to foul our own nests and cause damage to our children and our children's children. We have the power. We have the intelligence. It's very much in the interest of the chemical industry to keep us divided, to keep us fighting over side issues. But if we do get together, if we do seize the bigger vision, we can really bring about change. And I remain hopeful that we can do that.
Jocelyn, how do you stay positive? Do you feel like the future is bright for Ollie and Lyle?
Yeah. You know, what makes me feel positive is that my kids are okay. There's so many other things to worry about, and especially right now. So I do the best I can. I take in as much information as I can hold, and I can't hold it all every day. And some days it's just too much. And that's where having a partner or a friend group to rely on, I think, is so, so, so helpful. Well, they'll talk you down and basically say, you're doing it okay. The more and more products out there that are meeting our standards, that are doing better for the consumer, that are listening to caregivers, the easier it is for you not to have to think about it. I mean, why are you the person in the store wondering, is this okay for me? Why are you questioning if your drinking water is safe?
Yeah, why is the store selling it if it's not, you know?
Why is the store selling it? We have the Safe Drinking Water Act. Why is there pollution coming from your tap? Why does it depend on where you live? That's not okay. So there's so many whys, but the good news is there are leaders like you and a lot of other brand and founders out there that are thinking of this and saying, you know what, I'm going to do better and I'm going to challenge other people to do better because I will change the market and you'll have to keep up with me. And I think that that's such a great attitude and we couldn't do it without those leaders.
All right, that's it for the show this week. Next week, we'll be talking about how delayed cord clamping can set a strong foundation for your baby's health into the future. And we'll discuss the pros and cons of cord blood banking and my own experience with it. We'll also talk about the mind-blowing ways that stem cells may be used now and in the future. Join us next time. The Healthy Baby Show is a production of iHeart Podcast Network and HealthyBaby.com, where you can find a new line of the safest baby essentials. The Healthy Baby Show is hosted by me, Shazi Visram. Our lead producer is Jennifer Bassett. Executive producers are Nikki Etor, Anna Stump, Shazi Visram, and James Violette. Mastering and sound design by Carl Cadel and Dan Bauza. Additional writing and research by Julia Weaver. And our theme music is by Anna Stump and Hamilton Lighthouser. Additional music from Blue Dot Sessions.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.